Welcome to the Sacred Journey podcast and my new six-week series, Releasing the Relationship. I'm Elizabeth Marth Tarara, and I'm a certified conscious uncoupling and calling in the one coach, as well as a certified spiritual and emotional growth coach. And my purpose in this podcast is to shift the perspective on midlife changes being something of a crisis to the truth that they are a beautiful opportunity to awaken and a necessary part of our life's journey. I specialize in walking with women who are experiencing disconnect from themselves and who are facing life-changing experiences. And sometimes those life-changing experiences are breakups that cause deep heartache and despair, as well as the dismantling of hopes and dreams. And as hard as these situations can be, there is still the truth that these painful times can be the catalyst that can change our lives for the better. Change is what ignites the desire deep within us to reconnect to our true selves and our true divine purpose. It moves us to step up and live the lives we are being called to live. This is what the Releasing the Relationship series is all about: reclaiming yourself and reclaiming your life. Based on Catherine Woodward Thomas's book, Conscious Uncoupling, this series will go through each of the five steps and what they entail over the next 5 weeks. So if you are hearing the call to walk this journey to finding out what releasing the relationship and conscious uncoupling is all about, keep listening, because I promise this is going to be good. And remember, life is all about the journey, not the destination. Hi there, and welcome to my podcast, The Sacred Journey. I am Elizabeth Marth Tarara, and this is my little mini-series, Releasing the Relationship, which is based on Catherine Woodward Thomas's program, Conscious Uncoupling. So if you've been joining me over the last few weeks, we've been going through all the steps of Conscious Uncoupling, my Releasing the Relationship program. I am a certified Conscious Uncoupling coach, and it is with great pleasure and honor that I bring this work to you. This work is so important and so life-changing in any dynamic of a relationship, whether it is a breakup and divorce, whether it is a reconnecting of a relationship, a reframing of a relationship. All these steps can apply in really any dynamic. I say this constantly, I'm like a broken record, but it's so true. So in Conscious Uncoupling, step four is called Become a Love Alchemist. And in my program, Releasing the Relationship, it is called Releasing Toxic Behavior and Generating Healing. So essentially what this step is about, we're going to go back to step three just a little bit. Step three is where we are identifying what we call a source fracture story, right? Like a core wound that is within us that occurred most likely during childhood. And there was thoughts, beliefs, and patterns that we continued from that time that were our coping mechanisms. This was subconscious. We didn't really know any better for the most part. And we bring into most areas of our lives, including our relationships. It's how we show up in our relationships. It's indicative of the type of people we choose to be in relationship with. Remembering the idea that I belief is true, that every relationship that we are in is either a mirror or a projection of what we think about ourselves or what we think about other people. So it's really important to do our own healing emotional work. If we don't, then the same types of problems that we have within ourselves are going to show up in our relationship. And unless we do the healing work around it, we're just going to keep on repeating the patterns, whether it's romantic, whether it's family, whether it's business. You name it, it's going to show up in our relationships and in our lives. So go back and listen to my last episode on step three if you missed that, because it's the precursor to step four, obviously. Step four, it's really about looking at what may still be going on with you emotionally with the other person. Like, what's festering? What is still lingering? What toxic emotional residue is still there? It's a harsh term, and it doesn't have to be that dramatic, right? But what thoughts might you still be having? What beliefs may you still be having around this person that you are struggling with in relationship? And the reason we have to look at that is because that energy, it's not going to do anything for you. It's there for a reason. It is there for you to learn from. It's there for you to have a growth opportunity to shift it. and you get to have it for an amount of time. Releasing a relationship is hard, no matter who it's with. And in that, there's gold, there's beauty, there's divine like guidance and opportunity in all of that. So what's the learning? So when we have remaining anger, blame, shame, any of those emotions that we aren't dealing with, right? If we're doing our work and we're dealing with it, cool, awesome. That's going to take a little while. But if we aren't conscious of that, if we haven't like really looked into a feeling that keeps on coming up and we're like getting curious and going deeper, what's that really about? We might think it's about the other person, but really it's about us. What's going on with me that I'm having this thought and feeling? Forward movement, generating love, generating healing for yourself, for your family, for the other person, it gets stuck because the energy isn't flowing. It's like a little bit of a block. So we want to look at that. We want to, Gina DeVee, my amazing coach and mentor, always says this, investigate the uninvestigated. Look in, go deeper, go beneath. Let's look at it. Let's bring it to the surface. The truth will set you free. It's not just about like truth as in telling people the truth. Bring things to the light. Be honest with yourself. We're not even talking about being honest with other people right now. Be honest with yourself about how you feel, what's coming up. Give yourself grace around it. It's a really big part of this step. And then here's the other part, which this work is all based around. What are you responsible for co-creating in this relationship that is ending or isn't what you want? So important. Like everything in our lives, we co-create. And I get it. That can be hard. We may not want to hear it. And it's true. So what was your part? Was your part silencing yourself? Like when you knew you had a need and a feeling, was it avoiding that? Was it avoiding speaking your truth because it was scary, because there's some codependency issues and you needed external validation from that other person to feel safe and secure? That's me. Was it shutting off your emotions, not going deep enough, not allowing yourself to feel, not communicating deep enough? Like what was your part in co-creating the situation that got you to where you are and where you might not want to be? And we do that because we then can recognize, oh, I have work to do around this. I have healing to do around this. I have things that I need to learn and grow around this so that I do not create this again, so that I do not carry this on to my future relationship. So if I have kids, I can work on this with them and help them to not create this. And so they don't see me continuing the same pattern. Like it's pattern breaking. It's cycle breaking. It's so important. And so it's also then important to see what impact that behavior, like your co-creation of what it was you were doing, had on the other person. How did it negatively affect them? Like put yourself in the other person's shoes. And I understand it might be something that's really hard to do. You may have a lot of negative feelings towards this certain individual. In order to evolve humanity, in order to evolve in our consciousness, in order to awaken to a different way, we have to have a foundation of love and compassion and empathy. Not always, okay? So you need to take this in context of what I'm saying. Be able to look at the other person's shoes. I'm also going to say abuse of any kind, extreme situations, like take this out of it right now, okay? There's a part of this for that work, but that's not what we're talking about, okay? So just going to put a little caveat in that. But in most situations, put yourself in the other person's shoes. Like, how did your behavior affect them? Again, the more that we can relate to that feeling, the more we can be like, oh, damn, I don't want to do that again. Like I did that and I didn't understand a different way to do it, but now I have the tools. Now I can do something different. And then what did your person that you are releasing, uncoupling from, what did their behavior have on you? Like now we get to look at the others. What did their behavior do that you changed, that you made yourself smaller, that you self-abandoned, that you became super resentful and pissed off all the time? Like it goes both sides. We have to look at it from both ways. And then what can we do to restore this, both within ourselves and with the other person if that's the type of situation that we're dealing with, especially in families that are breaking apart. Like if you want to create and have the opportunity to create something new with the partner that is no longer going to be your partner and you have kids, this is important. Like it no longer just becomes about you. Like you have children that you need to set an example for that we get. How about this? We get to set an example for. We get to show them how you can end something with love, honor, respect, dignity. Like what greater gift can you pass on? How many stories and how many people do you know that parents got divorced and it was awful and ugly and horrible, right? It doesn't have to be that way. We have become so awakened, so emotionally evolved, educated with tools that we can do this differently. We can apply this to any relationship, right? And sometimes it's not always going to be that way. But if the opportunity is there, like we get to try. So how can you restore things to wholeness? Within yourself is the most important always. And this is like questions for me. It's always going to the divine and your higher soul self and asking, how can I restore this to wholeness? Don't think about this in your ego mind. Don't think about this in like your head. This isn't something that it's going to come to from there. This is like in your heart. What can I do to restore myself to wholeness? And what is a gesture that I can do to restore my behavior, my choices to the person that I'm releasing? And this may not even be something that you actually say to them. It might not be that type of situation, but it is a gesture in thought, in mind, at least. And so then it's also about new ways of relating. What are new ways of relating to yourself? Are you going to listen to yourself more? Are you going to be more in touch with your feelings, your emotions? And if, say, you have an anger issue, are you going to start to do some work around that where you let that energy flow through you in a safe container, in a safe space, whether that's movement, whether that's coaching or therapy? What are you going to do to change that? If it's having some codependency issues, what are you going to change to do that? Are you going to read some books, get some coaching and some therapy around that, and learn how to show up in your life different? What are you going to do that's going to generate a change in your life, in the lives of the people around you? And then, and this is one of my favorite parts, what good came from that relationship, right? Like we spend so much time during a releasing process, an uncoupling process of looking at the hurt we had, the hurt we may have caused. And that's important. But what was the good? What did you learn about yourself? What strengths did you gain from being this relationship? What gifts did you give the other person? What good came from it? Obviously, if there's kids, the kids are good. Like really let yourself get curious about this. Really let yourself have some time around this. Again, like asking like your soul self, your higher self, not your ego mind. There's a learning, a growth opportunity in every situation, but we have to sometimes go deep to find that, to hear it, to feel that. And then what is your new intention for this relationship? I'm going to show my partner respect and courtesy and do the best that I can to create a calm and respectful atmosphere for my kids to see us in. Okay. What is your intention? Maybe it's a lot more amicable than that. Maybe it's dinners once a month. Maybe it is something around the family that feels good for you and for your kids. And this can always move, right? This is fluid. It can change. It can evolve. And if it's another type of relationship, what is your intention for that? Again, you also may be in a situation where like the other person isn't where you are, right? Like you're wanting to consciously release this. You're wanting to do this in a really amicable way or have a different type of relationship. And they may not. It's okay. You don't need them. What are you doing? How are you going to show up? How are you going to be? What's the energy that you are going to choose to live from? How are you growing? How are you evolving? And what do you want? What is your desire around this? Like, how do you want it to be? That doesn't necessarily mean that the other person's going to give it to you. But when you set that intention for yourself and you step into that energy, that changes things. It changes things. And then in Conscious Uncoupling, Catherine talks about the golden repair, like a gesture of golden repair. And sometimes this is appropriate. And other times it may not be. So like a gesture could be, what is something that you could do or give back? What is something that would be meaningful from you to them even if you can't give it to them, and if you can, it's all the better, that would be like a genuine sign of, hey, like, this meant a lot to me. Our relationship meant a lot to me. You meant a lot to me, mean a lot to me. And I'm going to do this as a sign of that. So those are really the things that step four is based on. Beautiful pieces that really are generating healing and goodwill and love as we are getting ready to wind up the five steps next week. Next week, we'll be talking about step five. It has been awesome sharing this work with you. I am so grateful that I get to be a conscious uncoupling coach and help people to move this work forward in the world. It is so important. Thank you so much for joining me and listening to me. And I hope you join me next week and we will go over step five. Thank you so much for listening to the Sacred Journey podcast and today's episode, which is the first in my Releasing the Relationship series. Join me, Elizabeth Marth Tarara, next week, where we will learn about step one in the conscious uncoupling process, find emotional freedom. You can also connect with me on Facebook and Instagram. All the info is in the show notes, and you can check out my website, www.sacredfreedom.life, where I have my blog, videos, book reviews, meditations, and more. If you feel so inclined, you can book a complimentary call with me to learn more about releasing the relationship. My 12-session program based on Catherine Woodward Thomas's work, Conscious Uncoupling.